How Facebook, Twitter, and all things social media influence our e-commerce habits. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And a new survey from Influence Central takes a look at the power of social media when it comes to shopping. Let's get straight to it. We have on the line the CEO of Influence Central, Stacey DeBroff. Welcome back, Stacey.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Great to be here.
Now, do consumers generally buy items they've seen shared on social media? How much does this tend to happen?
That's a question we really set out to look at in depth with our most recent Influence Central research. We went out to 400 women consumers and wanted to get to the core of what inspires and motivates them for buying decisions, and how much in our connected culture does social media influence what people buy. And the big overall finding is that social media has emerged as the most powerful tool available to marketers to convert consumer awareness to purchase, even to leverage recommendations of friends and family, and to support coupons, promotions, and other things that are happening in store. And so more than any of these other drivers, and we all see signage in store and traditional ads, it turns out that social media truly drives this end decision that we make to purchase something, right, about what we're going to buy, where to eat, what to shop, what services to use.
I would imagine checking social media recommendations is a really good way to take the guesswork out of buying a new product, the easiest way, I should say. Is that a huge part of it?
It truly is. I think that we've become a discerning consumer group. We really want to hear first-person and ideally passionate first-person opinions that we trust about products and things that we're deciding to buy. And as a result, we found that 86% of consumers say social media content not only has become a chief source of online research, but it goes on that being able to glean these first-person insights and recommendations has fundamentally changed the way that consumers gather opinions and information. 81% of consumers say that product reviews influence the way they shop, leading them to frequently buy products they've seen shared. And it also, a large majority say that it takes the guesswork out of buying a product. Mm-hmm. And what's so interesting about this is the contrast to traditional media. So when we ask people, well, how much does seeing a TV ad to make your decision to buy? Only 1.9% of consumers said it did.
Wow.
And just 2.2% said that seeing a newspaper or magazine ad or article mention converted them to purchase. And sort of totally backwards of what we have come to think of. But the truth is, when somebody has seen a movie or gone to a restaurant or tells you about a great ingredient or a product to buy in the grocery store or a service to use, we pay attention to it, and often we're finding this through our connections on Facebook, on reading blogs, on emergent platforms like whether it be Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram, and these are bringing a huge body of recommendations with us as we go into making our decisions of what to buy.
It's so funny to even think about the fact that TV ads are kind of old school, although I guess they certainly are at this point. As far as marketing dollars go, can we expect money to follow this trend, this new digital trend's lead?
I think it's going to dramatically continue, because it's one thing, we'll continue to see ads in the sense that they can make us aware of things, but given the amount of connectivity we have, given how much we are checking in and being able to move just beyond the most immediacy of friends and families to gather opinions, and also given the clever content in which opinion and recommendations move. So it might be great product reviews, recipes, clever or new usage ideas, beautiful photos, how-tos, life hacks. These things not only drive us to buy something, but to use the things we buy more often. And the other, and so not only are we increasingly more connected via social platforms, and I think we'll see that grow, I think that a lot of marketing dollars will end up shifting from traditional, as we're seeing, into social and digital, into spaces like influencer marketing and ways in which opinions move. But I also think that what we found in our research is that the mobile, our smartphones being with us at all times, is just further extending the reach of social into our purchases. So now we had 77% of consumers tell us they always take their phone with them while shopping, and they're checking their phones multiple times during a shopping trip to find coupons, to text, to take a picture and ask your friends what they think. So I think that this is going to become a very new way of life, and that we are going to always be looking for those discerning opinions and gathering them. Social's made it very easy to find all sorts of people and groups of interest, of trusted sources, and that's going to fundamentally shop the entire path to purchase that we have when we're out there looking for things to buy.
Right, and it certainly puts everything into perspective in this new digital age we're living in. Stacey DeBroff, thank you so much for the time today. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to Stacey DeBroff. She is the founder and CEO of Influence Central. They are on top of all the latest digital trends. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.